Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Cheerleading choice. I am a cheerleader for a junior football team. During the halftime show, we do a dance. My mom heard the music and realized that there were bad words in the song. She found the instrumental version of the song and gave it to my coach so that we could use that version instead. The first game came, and the coach told my mom that the cheerleaders did not have enough time to practice the dance with the instrumental version, and we would have to perform with the bad words in the song. I told my coach I would not be able to dance to the song if the words were still in it. My coach decided to use the instrumental version. We did not do as well because the song was different, but I know that I stood up for what I know is right. Tacy May L., age 6, Georgia, with help from her mom.
A friendly invitation. One day at school, when I was playing with my friends, I saw a new girl in our class. She was sitting next to where we were playing. She looked like she wanted to play with us. I invited her to come and play. She said yes. I felt good that I had asked her to be our friend. From that time on, we were good friends. I was sad when she moved back to her old school. But I'm happy. I had the courage to invite a new person into my circle of friends. I hope I can do it again very soon. Todd W., age 8, Idaho.
A sister's trade. One day I was playing with my friend in my room. We were playing with dolls, and my baby sister wanted to play too. She took the doll I wanted to play with. Instead of getting angry, I got another doll for her and asked if she wanted to trade. That made her happy. I am glad I chose the right by being friends with my sister. Cameron B., age 4, California, with help from her mom.
Sharing a testimony. The other day, I had a friend over who is not a member of the church. He saw a picture of Jesus on our refrigerator and told me that he did not believe that Jesus was real. I said, Jesus is real, and I believe in him. I then told him that Jesus really lived on this earth a long time ago, and that he died. But on the third day, he was resurrected. I told him that because of Jesus, we will be able to live again after we die, too. My friend listened to what I was saying as he looked at the picture of Jesus. He seemed to believe that what I was telling him was true. I want to give him a Book of Mormon with my testimony written in it for his birthday. I know this church is true, and I am thankful when I can share my testimony with my friends. Brigham P., age 6, Montana, with help from his mom.
Good friends. My cousins Ella and Hans and I like to play with our neighbors across the street. One weekend, our friend asked Ella why she could never play on Sundays. When Ella told her that we went to church on Sunday, our friend asked if she could come too. The next Sunday, our friend and her little brother came to church with us. They had never been to church before. We sat by our friends in primary. It was our class's turn to say the prayer and give talks in sharing time, and our friends wanted to help. During sacrament meeting, I explained that the bread and water remind us that Jesus died so that we can be with our families and Heavenly Father again in heaven. Then I asked my friend if she wanted to come back again next week, and she said yes. We know that Heavenly Father and Jesus love everyone, not just the people who go to church. Anna H., Ella J., and Hans J., ages 4, 5, and 3, Utah, with help from their parents. The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address, a written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo, and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2432, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus, read by Jacob and Abby Newell.